From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. French media are reporting one investigator with access to the black recording boxes recovered from the wreckage of a Russian jet that crashed last weekend in the Sinai showed the sound of an explosion distinctly heard during the flight. The French news agency quoted one investigator as saying the plane had sustained a violent, sudden end and that everything was normal during the flight, absolutely normal. Suddenly, there was nothing. Russian President Vladimir Putin has now suspended all of his country's commercial flights to Egypt. British Prime Minister David Cameron suspended them much earlier on, and vacationers like this man encountered long delays in leaving Sharm el-Sheikh.
The biggest issues have probably been at the Sharm el-Sheikh sort of end of things. The hardest bit was just no one really knew what was going on. No one knew how long we were going to be there for. But we were put up in some really nice hotels. Everything was paid for and accommodating. It was brilliant.
Here is British Ambassador to Egypt, John Kaysen.
Flights are coming in that will allow us to take more people home later today. There are just challenging logistical issues involved in making sure that flights can leave and arrive in a busy airport in line with international regulations in a way that's safe. We're working through those issues. We've got very good collaboration, and our expectation is to get as many people home as soon as possible.
Mr. Putin's move today came rather quickly after the chief of the country's FSB security service recommended the halt of flights. White House officials say President Barack Obama has concluded Israeli and Palestinian leaders will make no significant progress toward peace before he leaves office in early 2017. That pessimistic forecast disclosed as Mr. Obama prepares to host Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House on Monday. This is VOA News. Moscow says U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met by phone on Friday, discussing efforts to widen international political talks on Syria to include both opposition groups and the Assad government. Russia's foreign ministry reported in a statement that Lavrov and Kerry also discussed the multinational fight against Islamic State extremists and other militant organizations in the Middle East. Earlier this year, Russia hosted talks with the main Syrian opposition group, the Syrian National Coalition, as part of a push for dialogue with the Syrian government. Political campaigning in Myanmar has drawn to a close at this point, ahead of Sunday's national vote that could bring to power Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party. Western nations and human rights groups are calling for fair, free, and transparent elections coming up on Sunday. At the State Department, spokesman John Kirby has said key U.S. officials are closely watching the elections as an index of Myanmar's progress from a military dictatorship to democracy. Kirby says the U.S. is focused on ensuring the conduct and outcome of the elections are as credible, transparent, and as inclusive as possible. Britain's ambassador to Myanmar, Julian Waite, said a vote that is credible, inclusive, and transparent, and which represents the will of the people, would stand as a lasting legacy for the current government. President Barack Obama on Friday rejected construction of the controversial Keystone Oil Pipeline from drilling sites in Canada all the way through the central region of the United States.
This morning, Secretary Kerry informed me that after extensive public outreach and consultation with other cabinet agencies, the State Department has decided that the Keystone XL Pipeline would not serve the national interests of the United States. I agree with that decision.
Mr. Obama said it would not make a meaningful long-term contribution to the U.S. economy with job creation or lower already low gas prices further for U.S. motorists and industry. Mr. Obama said he called Canada's new Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, to inform him of the decision. And about that economy, the United States said Friday its labor market rebounded sharply from 3 months of weak job growth. Last month, the U.S. economy added 271,000 more jobs in October and likely eased the way for the central bank to raise interest rates. The Labor Department reported the U.S. unemployment rate edged down to 5% last month, the lowest rate in 7 years. The world's largest economy shrugged off a sluggish manufacturing sector, showing strong growth in professional and business services, healthcare, retail, food services, and construction. Analysts had been predicting a much weaker employment advance last month, slightly better than the 145,000 jobs added in August and September. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.